Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
High temperatures climb into the mid-90s this afternoon. I'll show you how hot it will feel coming up.
We want her home, and this is the reason why we're out here looking for her. We're taking matters into our own hands.
Friends and family members of a Moore County woman who was last seen over a week ago are pushing police for answers about her disappearance, where they'll be headed this morning, and what we've learned about the person Alicia Watts was traveling with the day of her disappearance.
And today, more interest rate hikes could be announced. We'll explain the effect this is having on the housing market. We have all that and more coming up for you on your Wednesday. Thanks for making us your choice for news. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here as we turn the corner on this week. Hump day, yep. And the heat starts.
Yeah.
Oh, so strong today. Elizabeth Gardner has a day off, so Amy Wilmoth is in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now taking a look at where we're headed for this hot afternoon.
96 for the high temperature today, and it'll feel hotter when you factor in the humidity. It's 79 right now, so temperatures have made a pretty big jump in the last hour, so we're warming up fast here. Temperatures are in the upper 70s in the Triangle, mid-70s in Fayetteville, mid-70s in Goldsboro, but 78 degrees right now in Rocky Mount. Look at the dew points in the low 70s, so these numbers are going up as well. Upper 60s in Roxboro, mid-70s for dew points from Fayetteville to Clinton to Goldsboro. So definitely going to be a very hot day today, and it will feel like triple digits eventually. At lunchtime, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We're at 91 degrees at that point. The heat index will likely be in the mid to upper 90s at lunchtime, and then 96 for the high temperature today. It's going to be pretty hot outside. This is the hottest we've been so far this year, and we'll likely get into the mid-90s everywhere today. And then when you factor in the amount of moisture in the air, the dew point, the humidity, it will feel like triple digits from about 1 o'clock this afternoon through about 4 o'clock. These numbers are going to get even higher as we head toward Friday. I'll show you how hot it could get over the weekend coming up. Brian?
Amy, it's 8:02 right now as we check traffic around the Triangle. Just getting reports of a crash on Glenwood Avenue at Ebenezer Church Road in Raleigh. Apparently a crash with injuries, and it's blocking at least some lanes, especially on that outbound side of Glenwood Avenue. So allow some extra time heading through there this morning. Still have the crash reported in Garner on Fayetteville Road or 401 at Garner Station Boulevard. And they're clearing that crash from Six Forks Road at Anson Way just south of Strickland Road. Taking a look around the rest of the Triangle right now, picking up some pretty unusual delays on 440 eastbound, heading away from Cary and into West Raleigh. Looks like those backups begin right around the I-40 interchange and extend out to the Athens Drive area. It looks like once you get to Western Boulevard, traffic's flowing pretty well toward the Hillsborough Street and Wade Avenue interchanges. 440 westbound, a little slow right now between 87 and Capitol Boulevard. Also watching some delays on 40 westbound between the US 1 440 interchange and Carytown Boulevard. Once you get to Chapel Hill Road, traffic's flowing pretty well. Some of the usual congestion on 885 in either direction between 147 and Ellis Road there in Durham, but overall looks like a pretty smooth trip on your major routes in Durham. I'm going to take you out to 64. This is actually at Lizard Lick Road, and on that westbound side, looks like we have a disabled vehicle there in the median. We're seeing a pretty big delay, though, about a six-minute backup on 64 West, beginning around Highway 96 in Zebulon out to Lizard Lick Road.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Following breaking news, we're working to learn why there was a police presence at a tractor supply company in Knightdale. Michael Grace was on the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
I'm Michael Grace in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, Knightdale, where police wrapped up an investigation just after 7:30 this morning at the Knightdale Tractor and Equipment Shop on South First Avenue. You can see the main focus of the investigation on that U-Haul van, forensics dusting it for fingerprints all around the van. Knightdale police say they plan to release more information about what happened later today. In Knightdale, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Friends and family of Alicia Watts, a Moore County woman who disappeared last week, are pushing for answers this morning. Right now they're headed to Charlotte, hoping to learn more about those search efforts. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is in Moore County for us this morning, and Alicia's friends and family just hit the road minutes ago. Kelsey, tell us more about this. Good morning.
Good morning. They just hit the road a few minutes ago, and you could just tell that they're really in good spirits. I heard a lot of laughter, but I also saw some tears. Watts' family and friends are still searching for answers this morning, now 10 days after her disappearance. And we know that there was a prayer vigil last night. All of the people were praying that Watts will return home safe. Her family and friends say they haven't seen or heard from her since July 16th when she was seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. WREL learned yesterday that 2 days later, Dunmore was found unresponsive in Watts' SUV in Anson County. The next day, police received a missing persons report.
Wherever you are, Alicia, we're praying for you. Fight, baby. I want you to continue to fight.
I just spoke with Watts's best friend before she left, and she says that her message to her best friend this morning is that we are coming for you. She says that she just wants her to know that she will come home and that she will be safe. There's a press conference that's scheduled for this morning at 11 a.m. at Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. We'll have a crew there, and you can watch that live at WREL.com or on the WREL News app. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Moore County.
And we're working to learn what caused a mobile home to catch fire in Cary. You can see from this video here, the home is heavily damaged. It happened last night on Kyle Street just after 10 p.m. Fire officials say it took them about 35 minutes to get the flames under control. We're told that nobody was hurt.
Today we could learn more about the dollar amount of the damage caused by the EF3 tornado that hit Nash and Edgecombe counties a week ago. Officials have been assessing that damage since Monday as they work on their report. The report will give the framework for requests for state and federal money for tornado recovery. Once the requests are filed, we will learn how long people will have to wait before they get that money they need. Nash County leaders will hold a special meeting to discuss the findings of a WREL investigation into that county's social services department. WREL found that since 2020, two children have died while under the care of Nash DSS. In both cases, WREL learned the children were left in homes that either law enforcement or social workers said were unsafe. Despite making recommendations to Nash DSS, upper management did not approve of the children's removal. Following our reporting, two Nash County commissioners have called for accountability among leadership.
Is it our accountability process is not working very well?
I have skepticism and lack of confidence in the leadership and the process that we have.
We reached out to three Nash DSS leaders for a response to calls for them to resign. They have not gotten back to us.
Changes could be coming down today that would impact how you borrow money, pay your mortgage and your credit cards. In just a few hours, the Fed is expected to announce a new interest rate hike. That is according to economic experts. Now, if the Fed approves the move, this would be the 11th rate increase since March of 2022. The hike is expected to be a quarter percentage point. This would take the benchmark borrowing rate to its highest level for the first time in more than 20 years.
And Michelle, today we also learn what the effect of this string of interest rate hikes is having on the housing market. The U.S. Census Bureau will release its home sales report for June. That comes out today. Last month's May report showed home sales went up by more than 12% from April and up 20% from last May. NC State economist Mike Walden tells WREL that people looking to buy a home should wait until the interest rates start to drop, but they shouldn't wait too long.
What you want to do, especially in the market here in the Triangle, it's so hot, you want to get in on those lower interest rates early before everyone else does, and that moves prices up. There's two things there for buying a house. So I think the sweet spot will be early next year.
Walden says he expects the Fed will start lowering rates in the first 6 months of next year.
Happening today, Durham Public Schools is looking to fill important positions before the traditional school year begins next month. The school system has about 200 jobs it needs to fill. Some of the most pressing needs are for bus drivers and teachers in the fields of science, math, and special education. DPS says if you have a bachelor's degree, there are jobs for you in the classroom, even if you've never been a teacher before.
If you did not go through the teacher track, that's okay. We have an alternative license that we can help you get started on the teacher journey.
And DPS is also looking to hire new custodial and child nutrition workers. The job fair is happening from 5 to 7 tonight at Southern School of Energy and Sustainability on Clayton Road. Well, it may be the middle of the summer, but travel experts say you should already be looking ahead to your holiday plans. We'll tell you when the best time is to book flights for the holiday season. Plus,
one of them was like more than half the length of the boat and as big around as the boat. So it was definitely intimidating.
Some fishermen off the coast of Florida got to see a rare sight over the weekend, a group of orcas feasting on a great white shark. We'll explain why marine biologists say this is uncommon in that area.
It's going to be another hot day today. The heat index values anywhere from 98 to 101. I'll show you when these numbers get to heat advisory criteria coming up.
Eight 13 is the time right now as you get a live look right here down in Fayetteville. A mix of sun and clouds right there. Certainly going to be heating up today, just at 75 or so right now as you watch WRL News. Available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. We really haven't set into the heat just yet today. It's coming. Be patient. Amy Wilmoth in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look around town.
We jumped about 5 degrees in the last hour out at RDU, so we're warming up fast. 79 in Durham, the sun shining on the DBAP. We have the high clouds in Fayetteville, 75 degrees. 79 in Raleigh, we have mostly sunny skies in Raleigh. So it is definitely getting warmer and warmer, and the humidity keeps climbing. Our muggy meter in the tropical category with a dew point at 73. Hour by hour today, it is going to get hotter and hotter, so it's best to do dog walks in the morning hours before it gets hot. The pavement's going to get very hot in the well into the triple digits this afternoon. The high temperature is going to climb up to around 96 today. So again, get those dog walks in right now with these temperatures on the pavement in the 80s. So this is totally fine to take the dog out for a walk. But then this is where we could be this afternoon. The road temperatures this afternoon well into the triple digits, and it's just too hot to take the dog out for a walk during times like this. So keep it to the shady spots, keep it to grassy areas, or just go ahead and do it in the morning if you can. A look at the temperature anomaly. So we're expecting above normal temperatures for the next several days. This dangerous heat that we've had across the desert southwest will continue to build east, and this is going to settle in for the next several days, and we could be near 100 degrees for a high temperature on Saturday. So Saturday is going to be very hot. Right now we're going with a high of 99, but the heat index well into the triple digits. Today, 96, a heat index of 101. You have to have a heat index of 105 or higher to have a heat advisory. So we're likely just shy of that for the next couple of days. But by Friday, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a heat advisory. 98 the high, 107 for the heat index. 99 Saturday, 108 for the heat index. So this is definitely some dangerous heat as we edge closer and closer to the weekend. And overnight lows are going to stay pretty warm as well. Our normal low this time of year is 70. So we don't get a lot of relief in the overnight hours as well. Upper 70s for low temperatures Saturday and Sunday. So we'll have hot afternoons, very warm mornings. So some dangerous heat, and this is cumulative on your body, the impacts on your body. So the more days we have in a row with this high heat, the harder it is for our bodies to handle. So try to stay in the AC if you can in the peak heating hours of the afternoon for the next several days. We'll be in the mid to upper 90s for the next several days. We do have the potential for a couple of storms on Saturday, about a 30% chance for rain. On Sunday, 96 the high, a slightly better chance for some storms, a 40% chance for storms. And coming up in the next half hour, I'll walk you through the rainfall timeline for the upcoming weekend. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now. Going to head out back here to Zebulon at 64 at Lizard Lick Road. Looks like we have a disabled vehicle there in the median. A couple of people there in the median as well. State troopers are on the scene just a little while ago, but they have cleared. Still, we're seeing some backups on that westbound side of 64. About an 8-minute delay overall as you come in from Zebulon back toward Knightdale. If you can pick up 64 westbound from Lizard Lick Road, you should be in pretty good shape heading down towards 64 Business and on into Knightdale. A couple other problems that we are tracking right now around the Triangle: a crash on Glenwood Avenue at Ebenezer Church Road. Heavy delays now on outbound Glenwood Avenue begin just beyond the Lynn Road intersection. Out toward Ebenezer Church Road, reports that at least some lanes are blocked right now on Glenwood. In Garner, 401 at Garner Station Boulevard, look out for a crash there. We are seeing a little bit of a delay in that area. And on 70 Business westbound, coming in from the Clayton area back toward Garner. Expect some delays as you head out toward the Rainer Road, Auburn-Knightdale Road intersection. Reports of a crash in the Rollsville area on Lewisburg Road at Young Street. Just looked at some sensor data, and there on the Rollsville bypass or Lewisburg Road on that southbound side, we are seeing some backups right now, according to those sensors. That reportedly is a crash with injuries. Around the rest of the triangle, we're looking okay. A little bit of a backup forming right now on US 1 northbound, leaving Apex heading out toward Cary. Once you hit 64 and Tryon Road, you're in good shape, heading all the way into Raleigh. And in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro right now, our major routes are clear.
We have breaking news out of New York City. This is a live look from Manhattan, where a crane that was working on a high rise is on fire. And I've spotted some people on that crane, and you can see firefighters shooting water at that crane right now. This is near 41st and 10th Avenue in Manhattan. The crane is working on a building under construction. The crews had to shut down 10th Avenue for safety reasons. There were pieces of the crane that collapsed onto the street. Nearby buildings are also being evacuated for fear of an additional collapse. Emergency situation here in New York City as firefighters try to put out the flames on a crane that's working on a high rise. We'll keep following this in the WRAL Live Center.
A really scary situation. Thanks, Renee. Well, three Camp Lejeune Marines were found dead inside a car at a convenience store. The car was parked outside a store in Hempstead, that is in Pender County, not too far from the Marine base. The Pender County Sheriff's Office says foul play is not suspected. Investigators are waiting for autopsy results to determine how the three men died.
A Moore County man is upset with a neighbor who shot and killed his family's dogs. Stephen Craig says his two dogs dug a hole under a fence and escaped. A homeowner about a half mile away says he shot them after they attacked his chickens. The Moore County Sheriff's Office took a report, but under state law, property owners are within their rights to kill a dog that is killing poultry. Craig doesn't dispute that, but says it could have been handled differently.
Dogs are pets. Chickens are livestock. I could have paid to replace his chickens if they killed 18 chickens. But you can't replace the life of the dog.
WRL knocked on the door of the neighbor who shot the dogs, and the person who answered declined to comment.
If you're looking to avoid expensive airline tickets this holiday season, now may be the time to start looking for those deals. Travel experts recommend to start planning your holiday trips in the midsummer. But prices are likely to fluctuate throughout the next few months, so you might not have to book anything just yet. Travel site Hopper says the best time to book a holiday flight is between September and October, with prices about $100 cheaper than in the summertime.
U.S. women's national soccer team is aiming for a third straight World Cup championship. Never been done before. Face a tough opponent tonight in their second game of this tournament. And WRL's Luis Fernandez joins us now with a preview.
4 years ago, the U.S. women's national team met the Netherlands in the World Cup final. The U.S. came on top 2-0. Tonight, the two meet again, this time in the group stage. It's the first time two finalists from the previous Women's World Cup have met in group stages. These two teams also met in the quarterfinals of the Olympics in 2021, and that went down to penalty kicks. U.S. Women's National Team co-tech captain Alex Morgan knows it'll be a challenge.
This is going to be an incredibly difficult matchup, very challenging. We watched the Netherlands the other night, and they have a lot of the same players as we played them in the World Cup 4 years ago.
Remember, you can watch that match, the U.S. versus the Netherlands, on Fox 50. It all gets started at 9 p.m.
And training camp gets started today for the Carolina Panthers, and WREL is there. Chris Lee is in Spartanburg, South Carolina with the team. He'll have live reports of the team's first day of camp starting this afternoon.
A band that had its equipment stolen is very thankful this morning after getting their gear back. Kelly Baker Band says it was traveling from Long Island and playing in Raleigh over the weekend. At some point, their U-Haul with all their gear was stolen from a hotel parking lot on Wake Forest Road. Things turned around for them yesterday, though, when they were reunited with their items that were found at a nearby pawn shop. Boaters stumbled across an unusual sight off the coast of the Florida Keys over the weekend, a pod of orcas. A group of guys were fishing in the waters off Key Largo Saturday when they spotted them, and they weren't just hanging out. they were having a little breakfast.
At one point, one of the orcas came out of the water, had a huge piece of meat in its mouth, and you could smell it. It was really cool. So our boat's 37 feet, and one of them was like more than half the length of the boat and as big around as the boat. So it was definitely intimidating.
I'd say marine biologists say that kind of experience in that area is pretty rare. Orcas prefer colder waters, so it's unusual for them to hang out that far south. It has happened before, but those temperatures of the water are 100 degrees right now. Singer Monica is being praised for her bravery after jumping off stage at a concert to help a fan. What she says she saw happen in the crowd that caused her to react.
And family and friends want answers about the disappearance of a Moore County woman. Coming up, we'll hear about their push for transparency in the investigation.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty nice out there, but it's going to heat up quickly. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with a beautiful look over the WRAL Azalea Gardens.
It's pretty right now. Temperatures are in the upper 70s, so it's warm, but it's not bad. We have the sun shining here on the WRAL Gardens. It's 79 in Raleigh, 79 in Durham, 70 in Roxborough, 78 in Wilson. Down to the south, temperatures are in the mid-70s, 76 in Irwin, 75 in Fayetteville. It's 74 degrees right now in Rayford. If you want to take the kids to the park today, best to get that done in the next few hours. It's going to be hot this afternoon. Our high up to 96 with a heat index up to about 101. Brian.
It is 8:27 right now. Still tracking these delays on 64 westbound right around Lizard Lick Road with a disabled vehicle there in the median. An 8-minute backup showing up right now on sensors beginning around Highway 96 in Zebulon heading on back toward the Lizard Lick Road area. A couple of crashes slowing things down this morning. One on Glenwood Avenue at Ebenezer Church Road. Pretty heavy outbound delays this morning on Glenwood beginning around Lynn Road all the way out to Ebenezer Church. Also, we have a crash in the Rollsville area on Lewisburg Road around Young Street. Seeing some heavy southbound delays there on the Rollsville bypass.
Thank you, Brian. The family of Alicia Watts is waking up this morning without answers. Now 10 days after her disappearance, family and friends say they haven't seen her since July 16th. More than 50 people will travel to Charlotte today looking for information from police. And crews are working to determine what led to a mobile home fire in Cary. It happened last night on Kyle Street. Officials say it took them about 35 minutes to get the flames under control. No one was hurt. Next on Fox 50, how another possible interest rate hike could affect home prices across the country. And next on Today, kicking off the countdown to the Paris Olympics with Mike Tirico.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's 79 right now, but we're warming to 96 this afternoon. I'll show you how hot it will feel this afternoon coming up.
And happening today, Durham Public Schools is looking to fill several vacancies. Just ahead, I'll explain the openings that they have right now, and we'll give you an update on if they're seeing any staffing progress.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is still growing this morning after no one hit the jackpot last night. Mm-hmm. Where have I heard that story before?
I was going to say, we've heard this before.
It's been coming around. It just hasn't really come around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jeff Hogan. We're glad you're around with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're going to head out to buy the lottery tickets today, you should do it. And you know, it's going to be hot out there.
Oh, my goodness.
So you buy a lottery ticket, buy a water as well. Meteorologist Amy Wilmoth with a look across town. Beautiful now, but it's going to get hot, Amy.
It is. It is going to get into the mid-90s this afternoon, the heat index into the triple digits. Beautiful sunshine across most of the area right now, but that sun really going to help to heat things up as we progress through the day. already close to 80 in the Triangle. It's 78 in Rocky Mount, 78 in Southern Pines, 76 in South Hill. And the dew points are pretty high. We're in the tropical category, low 70s in the Triangle, mid-70s in South Hill, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro. So pretty sticky as you step outside this morning. A look at the hour-by-hour forecast today. We'll have mostly sunny skies. We're in the low 90s by lunchtime, around 91 degrees. Our high temperature gets up to about 96 today. And overall, our rain chances are very low, just a 20% chance for rain today. When you factor in the humidity, the dew point, the amount of moisture in the air, this is what it's going to feel like today, anywhere from 100 to 101 during the peak heating hours this afternoon. And the big heat sticks around for the rest of the week and through the weekend. 97 for the high on Thursday, 98 Friday. We could have a heat advisory by Friday, but we also have the potential for rain, and I'll walk you through the rain timeline for the weekend coming up.
Thanks, Amy. We have breaking news right now. We are working to learn why there was a large police presence at a tractor supply company in Knightdale. Michael Grace was on that scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
I'm Michael Grace in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, Knightdale, where police wrapped up an investigation just after 7:30 this morning at the Knightdale Tractor and Equipment Shop on South First Avenue. You can see the main focus of the investigation on that U-Haul van, forensics dusting it for fingerprints all around the van. Knightdale police say they plan to release more information about what happened later today. In Knightdale, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And we continue to follow the breaking news out of New York City, where New York police and firefighters are responding to a crane collapse in Manhattan near Hudson Yards. Fox News is reporting that a firefighter and one construction worker have been hurt. Local affiliates there in New York are not yet reporting that. NYPD put out a tweet warning the public to avoid the area of Manhattan around 41st Street and 10th Avenue. Traffic is being diverted away. Buildings and streets are also being shut down and evacuated. Firefighters, as you can see, shooting that stream of water there from a different building high above there to put out that fire from the crane. We'll continue to follow this in the live center.
Really scary situation. Thanks for the update, Renee. Friends and family of a Moore County woman who disappeared are pushing for answers. Alicia Watts disappeared last week. As WRAL's Kelsey Coffey explains, a group is traveling to Charlotte today, hoping to learn more about the police department's efforts to find her.
Watts' family and friends are on a bus right now headed to Charlotte to ask police for answers about the timeline of events that led up to her disappearance. It's been 10 days since they say they last saw her. Hundreds of people gathered in Southern Pines for a vigil yesterday, praying that Watts will return home safe. Her family and friends say they haven't seen or heard from her since July 16th, when she was seen with her boyfriend, James Dunmore, in Charlotte. WRAL learned yesterday that 2 days later, Dunmore was found unresponsive in Watts' SUV in Anson County. The next day, police received a missing persons report. We spoke with Alicia's best friend before they hit the road this morning.
Alicia, just come home. Here we coming, Alicia. We're coming. We're trying. We just need to know where to come. But we're coming to you, Alicia.
The Racial Justice Network will host a news conference this morning at 11 a.m. at the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. We'll be streaming live on WRAL.com and the WRAL News app. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Moore County.
Well, we're also working to learn what caused a mobile home to catch on fire in Cary. You can see in this video, the home is heavily damaged. It happened last night off Kyle Street, just after 10 o'clock. Fire officials say it took them about 35 minutes to get the flames under control. We're told no one was hurt.
UNC Chapel Hill's Board of Trustees will talk about the new free tuition plan during its monthly two-day meeting that starts today. The school announced earlier this month they would waive tuition and other fees for incoming graduates from North Carolina whose families make less than $80,000 per year. The initiative will start with the incoming class next year. Last week, the UNC Board of Governors challenged Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz about the announcement, which they said happened without their knowledge. Despite the lack of communication, the Board of Governors showed its support for the plan.
Today, we could learn more about the dollar amount of the damage caused by the EF3 tornado that hit Nash and Edgecombe counties a week ago today. Officials have been looking at that damage since Monday as they work on their report. The report will give the framework for requests for state and federal aid for tornado recovery. Once the requests are filed, we will learn how long people will have to wait to get that money they desperately need. Traditional school in Durham County starts back up in exactly 1 month, and schools are working to fill about 200 open positions before that. WRL's Laura Levine joins us this morning with the effort the school system is making to attract and retain employees.
As we know, it is now crunch time for Durham Public Schools looking to fill these job openings. And here at Southern High School, we know that transportation is a big one for Durham Public Schools. Here today, they're going to have about 25 different schools on site looking for those candidates. The district has roughly 200 job vacancies. In August of last year, that number was at 350 unfilled positions. Candidates can apply with just a bachelor's degree, and DPS has several different teaching tracks to help get your license while employed here. The greatest areas of need are teachers in the math, science, and special needs field, and of course, bus drivers. DPS has a $3,000 sign-on bonuses for those teachers and incentives for bus drivers in order to compete in the competitive job market.
We do have a great incentive program that is going on. For a current DPS employee, if they refer someone and they're here for 90 days, they will get $1,000. We also have an attendance incentive that we offer every month for our bus drivers. So bus drivers is definitely a high need.
And she says it's really their $1,500 retention bonus that's making a difference. Employees who return for this upcoming school year will get that bonus in September. The job fair is running from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening. Laura Levine, WREO News in Durham.
Go out and play the lottery because the Mega Millions jackpot climbs to $910 million. No one matched all the numbers in last night's drawing. That makes 28 drawings in a row with no winner. Maybe you want a smaller prize, though. Here are the winning lottery numbers on your screen. The numbers are 3, 5, 6, 44, and 61. The Mega Ball is 25 and the Mega Plier is 4.
Changes could be coming today that could affect how you borrow money, pay your mortgage and credit cards. In just a few hours, the Fed is expected to announce another interest rate hike. That's according to economic experts. If the Fed does approve the move, it would be the 11th rate increase since March of last year. The hike is expected to be a quarter of a percentage point, and that would likely take the benchmark borrowing rate to its highest level in more than 20 years.
Three people are in the hospital with life-threatening injuries this morning after a violent day in Durham. Across the city, six people were shot across five different scenes in just 12 hours yesterday. This is a map of all of the five locations. The latest happened yesterday just before 6 in the area of Bun Terrace. That's near Holloway Street and North Miami Boulevard. Police say a teenage boy was dropped off at a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The earliest shooting we told you about happened around 6 a.m., Four shootings occurred after that. Two shootings happened at public parks. The others were drive-bys. We are working to find out if any of the shootings are connected.
Day two of the Defense Technology Summit at the Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville. State lawmakers and officials there are using this time to highlight technology needs for major military commands across North Carolina and the Department of Defense. They'll have the opportunity to meet and speak with other government, military, and industry innovators. Senator Tom Tillis is one of the keynote speakers. That event wraps up tomorrow.
Water temperatures off the coast of Florida are breaking records.
And that's what was recorded in Manatee Bay yesterday.
100 degrees. Coming up, how this is impacting marine life and reefs in the area.
Help could be on the way for mothers experiencing postpartum depression. When a medication to treat symptoms could be approved by the FDA.
And the hot temperatures here in the Triangle are sticking around for a few more days. This is a nice place to be today. This is Lake Gaston. We'll check in with meteorologist Amy Wilmuth to see when we could get some relief from the heat. Welcome back on your Wednesday morning. Coming up on 844, beautiful blue skies over Lewisburg this morning. We are in for another hot day as the week goes on. It's only going to get hotter. Meteorologist Amy Wilmuth tracking it all from us from the WREL Severe Weather Center. Amy, it's hot.
It is hot and steamy today. We're already at 79 degrees in Raleigh. Look how blue the sky is here in downtown Raleigh. It's really pretty, but it is very warm with upper 70s already. The dew point at 73, so it's very humid outside. We have a big ridge of high pressure impacting a good part of the country. With high pressure systems, you have sinking air that tends to heat up, and also it tends to limit our rain chances. And we still have the sea breeze front that we have this time of year that will come off the coast, and so we can't rule out an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but most of you are going to stay dry, and the bigger story for the next several days will be the heat. 96 the high today, 101 for the heat index this afternoon, 97 tomorrow, heat index 103, 98 Friday with a heat index of 107. And by Friday, we'll probably have a heat advisory put in place across the area. Same thing Saturday. Look at that, a high of 99, a heat index of 108, Sunday 96, and still pretty hot with the heat index at 105. So we could have a heat advisory continuing through Sunday. The good news for the weekend is we do have the potential for rain. We could use a little bit of rain, and we have some storms possible Saturday, a slightly better chance for some of those scattered showers and storms on Sunday. And we're monitoring it for the potential for some severe weather. We have to wait until we have a better idea on the timeline for that. And we won't really know that until we get some high resolution model data in the next couple of days. But here's a look at one model. And basically, it shows us a pattern of what's likely going to happen over the weekend. The first half of the day, Saturday, looking dry. But once we get to the afternoon and into the evening, the peak heating hours of the day will have some scattered showers and storms. Sunday, pretty much the same thing. The first half of the day is dry, but then we start to get into the afternoon and evening, the peak heating of the day, and we could have some scattered showers and thunderstorms develop. So again, this would be afternoon and evening thunderstorms possible for Saturday and Sunday, a slightly better chance for some of those showers and storms as we wrap up the weekend on Sunday. Look at how much rain we could get. It is not much. This is for the next 5 days, anywhere from about a 10th of an inch to a quarter of an inch. So you're still going to have to water the garden. Might want to water the yard as well. Things are starting to dry out a little bit. And it's going to be very hot. That's going to be the big story for the next several days, because the more days we have in a row with heat like this, the harder it is for our body to handle. So try to stay in the AC during the peak heating hours of the day. Drink plenty of water. Stay hydrated. Mid to upper 90s for the next several days. We will have the potential for a few storms Saturday and Sunday. Monday and Tuesday of next week, still looking hot, not quite as hot as the weekend, but high temperatures will stay in the lower 90s.
All right. Thank you, Amy. A tornado victim is home this morning after being seriously hurt in last week's storm. We told you about Ricky and Dale Carter. The couple was thrown 100 feet from their home into a field. Dale is home from the hospital, but her mother says her Medicaid coverage does not include the rehab she needs to get better. She says Dale is suffering from a broken pelvis and was put on seizure medication to prevent brain damage. Meanwhile, Ricky, who has cancer, is still in the hospital with a broken leg and shoulder.
It happened to anyone, and we just wanted to try to help him.
And they are expecting a long road ahead, but they are thankful for the community's support.
Starting kindergarten is a big step for children and their parents. WRL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with some tips for folks to make it a little bit easier, Kathy.
Okay, right now on WRL.com's family section, we have a great story about preparing your child for the first day of elementary school. It's such an emotional moment for all parents and kids. Child psychologist and former school psychologist Emily W. King shared some great tips. First, she says you should prepare your kids for the new routine prior to that first week of school. So many things you can do.
No doubt. Children go to open house. They meet the teacher. There are some other ways, though, to get them ready for school ahead of time, right?
These are some great ideas. Okay, Emily suggests going to the school playground one weekend just to play. Get your child comfortable with the surroundings. Also, you can drive through the parking lot, show your child the building, get them comfortable with the carpool setup.
You know, it's inevitable. There's going to be some separation anxiety. What do you do about that?
Parents get it too. It's a tough one. So Emily suggests getting your child to know that their teacher is a safe adult they can trust, just like they do with you at home. So a safe adult, it's very important to establish.
I don't know who it's harder on, parents or the kids. What can parents do, though? Because it's tough on them, too. They get anxiety.
I have a little one starting pre-K, and I'm starting to get like, oh.
Yeah.
I can relate to this one so much. Okay. Emily suggests getting to know the teacher, offering to volunteer in the classroom, donate supplies, and do anything else that's needed. Get to know the teacher. It makes you feel more comfortable with leaving your child with them.
Good points. The right time of year for it, as summer, I hate to say it's wrapping up, but we're getting kids back to school here. Kathy, thank you. More advice, including the best ways to communicate with your child's new teacher by just going to WRL.com, search keyword family. Kathy, thanks.
Meteorologists believe the water temperatures off the coast of southern Florida are at a record high. Monday, the water off the coast of Manatee Bay was recorded at 101.1 degrees Fahrenheit. That breaks a previous unofficial record marked in the Kuwait Bay back in 2020 of 99.7 degrees. There are no official records held for water temperature, and a lot of factors could disprove the reading, but the proof of the high water temperatures can be seen in the marine life. A man wanted for setting his girlfriend's mobile home on fire with five children inside is in jail this morning in Cumberland County. Patrick James turned himself in to authorities on Monday after being on the run since March. He faces charges including first-degree arson and seven counts of attempted first-degree murder. Investigators say James poured rubbing alcohol on a mattress and set the home on fire on Ken Brain Street. Everyone did make it out safely. He's being held without bond in the Cumberland County Detention Center.
The brother of late NFL player Aaron Hernandez has been arrested. DJ Hernandez is accused of making threats against the University of Connecticut and Brown University, saying he was planning a school shooting. DJ Hernandez played football at UConn and coached for Brown's football team for one season. He's charged with threatening and breach of peace in the second degree. The victim, who police spoke with, told them Hernandez was having mental health problems. The arrest warrant says Hernandez told her he had gone to the universities to map them out and was planning a school shooting. Hernandez is due in court August 1st.
President Biden is making a fresh push to force health insurers to improve access to mental health coverage. The proposed rule announced on Tuesday would require health plans to make changes when they're providing inadequate access to mental health care. The administration says the action reinforces the 2008 Mental Health Parity and Addiction Equity Act. Officials expect the rule to be published in the Federal Register next week. It then enters a 60-day public comment period before taking effect.
The FDA says it's turning its attention to a postpartum depression pill and may have a decision to approve it by next week. The agency has granted the pill priority review. It's called zuranolone. It means the FDA plans to use its resources to evaluate the drug's safety and effectiveness when it comes to treating postpartum depression. The pill has to be taken daily and used over 2 weeks. Results from a phase 3 trial saw significant improvements in patients in depressive symptoms.
The college football season's unofficial Start the ACC kickoff is underway in Charlotte, but all eyes on the event's first day were what's happening off the field. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips is named as a defendant in hazing lawsuits at Northwestern University. He was athletic director at the school from 2008 to 2021.
This is a very difficult time for the Northwestern community, and my heart goes out to any person who carries the burden of mistreatment.
The ACC kickoff continues today in Charlotte. WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter will have coverage in our later newscasts.
R&B singer Monica says instinct drove her to jump off the stage to help a person who was at their concert in Detroit Saturday. The singer says she saw someone assaulting a woman in the crowd and wanted to de-escalate the situation. Video of the incident has gone viral, but Monica says she's not a superhero. She says she hopes someone would do the same for her if her aunt or mother were in distress.
That's a great thing to do, to just cut it off. Well, a wildlife rescue in Colorado is caring for some adorable kittens. They're actually bobcats that were rescued after their mother was hit by a car. Law enforcement and animal control officers work together to rescue them. Caregivers only interact with the animals just once a day to make sure they stay afraid of humans. Another kitten was spotted in the area, so the search is on for that one. Once they're all together, the kittens will be transferred to a bigger facility where they'll have plenty of outdoor space to grow.
Well, Bob Kitty's there. Before we head to break, I'm going to show you the winning lottery numbers here from NC Education Lottery, and we will get another check on weather and traffic straight ahead.